This is episode 226, How Do I Avoid Doing This Ever Again?
Welcome to the Paul Miners Podcast, the show that will help you to optimize your time, income, and lifestyle fast. Get more done with actionable, easy-to-follow advice and learn how to live life on your terms. And now, introducing your host, Paul Miners.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Paul Miners Podcast, episode number 226. As always, it's a pleasure to have you listening today. Really do appreciate you tuning into this episode, because I know how valuable your time is. And I guess quick update, from New Zealand, we are still unfortunately on level 4 lockdown here. We're getting an update from the government today. It's Monday the 30th. The expectation, though, is that Auckland, where we are, will remain in lockdown for at least a couple more weeks. So that's the situation we are in at the moment. The silver lining is, like I said in my update episode last week, we're getting a lot done around the house. Lots of spring cleaning. The house is looking fantastic, which is great because we're going to need to do those things anyway. So that's what you got to do in these situations, right? Is just try and stay productive, use the time well. Obviously, I'm grateful that I can still do my work and work from anywhere. So that's, very fortunate to be in that position as well. Anyway, on to this episode today. And you can find the show notes for this episode at paulminers.com/226. And I wanted to share a tip, really, that I was sharing with a client last week on a call. It's a tip that I find myself giving on a fairly regular basis, but I realized I haven't really talked about this before. And it's this, which is, whenever you find yourself doing a repetitive task or answering the same questions again and again, ask yourself, how do I avoid doing this ever again? So whether it's a problem that sometimes occurs in your day-to-day, or maybe you get a customer support email with questions that come up again and again, or you just simply need to do the same task on a recurring basis, the easy thing to do is to kick the can down the road and treat the symptoms of that problem without dealing with the root cause. And this means you inevitably need to start to treat the problem again later. That's obviously wasting your time. But if you can take a bit of time to diagnose and treat the cause of that problem, or answer that question, or avoid the need for that question to be answered, it may take more time up front, but it saves you time in the long run. And once you diagnose why something needs to be done again and again, you can then work to either eliminate the need for that to ever happen again, or automate the manual process so at least you don't have to be doing it manually. You can have it automated for you. So I like to ask myself this question on a regular basis when things come up. So here are a few examples of how I've either eliminated problems or automated the solution. So for example, years ago, I had issues with customers downloading their purchase from my website. Just depending on the machine they were using, it was kind of a common problem. Sometimes people struggle to download a zip file. It was a common problem that came up again and again, and it resulted in some regular customer support emails. And so I decided, okay, I need to solve this problem. So I moved all the downloadable content into a membership area of my site, and not only did this treat the root cause of the problem, you know, I stopped getting those emails, I saved some time, but it also actually resulted in a better experience for customers. Another example is I get questions from clients or customers about different products and services on my website. And I always ask myself, you know, whether I could have avoided that question by making the website clearer. Sometimes it's already pretty clear and maybe they just missed it, but I always go through that exercise of how could I have made this clearer? How could I have avoided that question coming up in the first place? And then I can update my website accordingly. Similar topic, if I get questions about Pipedrive or Asana, I'll use this as the basis of a video. So instead of responding to one person, I can share the video publicly, so hopefully I don't get that question again in the future. Or when I get a new client, they sign up for my service, I need to update my CRM, which is Pipedrive. I also need to create a few new tasks in my task management system, which is Asana. And rather than doing this manually each time, this is where automation tools like Zapier can really help to streamline the process for you so that you don't have to do those things every single time. And actually, on that note, being a heavy Zapier user, my business relies on a lot of automation to make things happen. Now, sometimes, if you've ever used Zapier before, you'll be aware that sometimes your Zaps don't work. They fail, you get those error emails for some reason. And I have sometimes been pretty bad at just going, oh, okay, that was just a one-off, or, you know, I'll just ignore that. maybe there was an issue with the data or the Zap setup itself. But what I really should be doing, and I'm getting better at this, is when those errors happen, go into the Zap, figure out why did this happen, and then update the Zap. How can I make this process more reliable so that it happens better next time and I don't have this problem again? So you get the idea, and as you can see, it's a simple question that forces you to find permanent solutions or automate those manual steps. The kicker here is that eliminating the problem permanently or automating a solution does take time. It's the harder route to go down, which is why so often we simply put up with doing the same thing again and again because it's kind of just easier. And this is funny because we then get frustrated when the same questions come up or the problem happens again. We get annoyed and go, oh man, why does this keep happening? It's like, well, you didn't solve the problem, so don't expect it to magically go away. The exciting thing here is that if you ask yourself this question enough, you eliminate more and more manual steps in your day-to-day workflow, meaning your time can be better spent on higher impact work. So next time you find yourself doing something you've done before, or you're responding to a similar email that you've addressed for somebody else, ask yourself that question: how do I avoid doing this ever again? If you have any thoughts, comments, feedback for me, you know where to find me, paulminers.com/226. I'm on Twitter @paulminers, and always, as always, you can respond to my email newsletters as well. I do enjoy hearing from you. One more time, thank you very much for listening, and I will catch you next time on the Paul Miners Podcast. Thank you for listening to the Paul Miners Podcast. Two quick things before I sign off. Firstly, if you enjoyed this episode or if you have any feedback for me, I would love it if you could leave me a review on iTunes. It really helps me to improve the show, and it helps the show to get discovered by more people so I can help more people out there. The second thing is, if you want to connect with me in person, you can become a VIP member of my website. Head to paulminers.com/VIP, where you will be able to join my private Slack community and attend bi-weekly group mastermind calls. This has to be one of my favorite times of the week when it comes up, is attending these group calls. The community is full of like-minded, productive, self-employed people, full-time workers. We have a real good mix of people in there, and I have to say, I have made fantastic friends with the people in this group. So if you want to join the community and connect with me and the other awesome members, sign up at paulminers.com/VIP. One more time, thank you very much for listening, and I will catch you next time on the Paul Miners Podcast.